Acts chapter 9, verses 36 through 40. At Joppa, there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. And since Lydia was near Joppa and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. This morning, my brothers and sisters, on this graduation Sunday, I want to encourage our young people as well as adults with this message: being an imitator of Christ. Being an imitator of Christ. Wikipedia and Webster's Dictionary defines a copycat as someone who emulates or imitates another to the extreme. In other words, a copycat goes to great lengths to be just like someone else. There was a young girl whose single mother worked extremely hard to support the two of them. It was the girl's job to do the laundry, which included matching the socks. The girl hated matching the socks because there was always some missing. So she had let them pile up in the laundry basket. Every morning before school, she would spend at least 10 minutes scouring through the basket for two matching socks. One day she decided that she had enough of that frustration. So she grabbed two different socks, one red plaid sock and one green floral sock, and put them on her feet. She said, "This works for me." Now, most of us would have been embarrassed to wear unmatched socks, but not this young girl. She just did not care anymore. She went to school and heard the snickers and laughs behind her back, but she did not care. Every day she wore unmatched socks, and a strange thing happened. Within a few weeks, everyone in her class was wearing unmatched socks. Copycats. Young people, whether children or teenagers, are the most vulnerable to the copycat syndrome. They want to be like everyone else, so they covet the same designer clothes, wear the same hairstyles, hang out in the same places, and talk the same language. Few of them want to stick out and stand out. They would rather fit in. That is the reason for most copycats. They just want to fit in. They do not want to be left out, shut out, squeezed out, or ignored. They want to be part of the crowd. And as I pondered the plight of the copycat, a thought came to my mind. Why don't more of us want to copy Christ? We copy rap and R&B stars with their outlandish lifestyles and odious lyrics. We copy sports heroes with their inflated muscles and overblown egos. About the time when I was graduating from high school, there was a famous athlete featured in a commercial. Be Like Mike was a Gatorade commercial featuring American professional basketball player Michael Jordan that originally aired on August 8th, 1991. Created by the advertising agency Barra Base Vanderwalker, it featured various children playing with Jordan and wishing they could be like the basketball player. In the commercial, they sung, "Sometimes I dream that he is me. You've got to see that's how I dream to be. I dream, I move, I dream, I groove like Mike. If I could be like Mike. We were riding cars or trucks that have been tricked out and have upgraded sound systems. We will dye our hair, cut it a certain way just to imitate something we saw in a magazine or on TV. There are those who drop their pants to their hips, spew out language that would make a sailor blush. But we won't copy Christ. Now, in case the last paragraph of my message made it sound like teenagers are the only ones who refuse to copy Christ, let me continue. Adults, too, are influenced and copy commercials. Adults copy shows like The Bachelor or Bachelorette and pretend to be like one. Adults copy movie stars and wear certain outfits and are fooled into believing they are young enough to wear it, forgetting what grandma taught us. Everything isn't for everybody. All these behaviors can be attributed to one thing. We want to be like everybody else, even though many of us already know that the best example to follow is Jesus Christ. Our scripture verses used this morning to make my point may seem unusual, but hang in there a little while longer and God will shed some light on this message. In our text, Peter had been called to Joppa because one of Christ's earlier disciples, Tabitha, had died. Tabitha was a seamstress by trade, known before her conversion as Dorcas. At the time of her death, Peter was in the nearby city of Lydda, near enough for the disciples of Christ that were in Joppa to send two emissaries to fetch Peter for the funeral. It is likely that these are some of the same disciples who saw Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead. And yet when Tabitha died quite unexpectedly, their first impulse was to wrap her in grave clothes and send word to Peter. But when Peter arrived on the scene, his first instinct was to copy Christ. His instinct was to demonstrate exactly what he had seen Jesus Christ do more than once. He trusted the power awarded him, turned toward the body, and prayed for a miraculous blessing. And look at the parallel between the resurrection of Talitha, the daughter of Jairus, by Jesus Christ, and the resurrection of Tabitha by Peter. Both were out of town when the death occurred. Both were greeted by wailing mourners. Both asked the mourners to leave the house. Both said, "Arise." It is worth noting here that only one letter separated the command of Jesus and the command of Peter. Jesus said to Jairus' daughter, "Talitha kumma," or "damsel, arise." Peter said the same thing, but switch up one letter, "Tabitha kumai," or "Tabitha, arise." Peter had remembered exactly how Jesus had raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. Peter was copying Christ. He was imitating Christ. He was taking on his master's attitude, whether consciously or unconsciously, and doing exactly what he remembered Jesus had done. My brothers and sisters, Christians gather on Sunday after Sunday to celebrate our Savior, Jesus Christ. All over the world, we profess that we belong to him, that he lives in us, that we are his disciples. And yet there are some who by 5 p.m. on Monday can't remember how Jesus would have them behave. If we claim to belong to Christ, we ought to be like Christ. We ought to copy his mannerisms. We ought to copy his thoughts. We ought to copy his words and deeds. Jesus never had a chip on his shoulder. He never complained. He never thought highly of himself. He never grew impatient, never rejected an opportunity to share the gospel, and never sent an outstretched hand away empty. You can see that we have a long way to go in copying Christ. If Christ lives in you and Christ lives in me, then we should never be far from him. There ought to be a self-oblivious willingness to spend and be spent for Christ. Like Peter, who seemed to unconsciously follow the pattern of Christ, we should do the same. We ought to have the same wide compassion. We ought to have the same willingness to serve. We ought to have the same concern for the lost. We ought to have the same heart. There are some differences between Jesus' raising of Talitha and Peter's raising of Tabitha. Peter prayed without touching. Jesus touched without praying. Let me say that again. Peter prayed without touching, and Jesus touched without praying. And there are lessons to be learned from these differences. Christ works miracles by his inherent or natural power. His servants do their works only as his instruments. There's a hidden lesson we need to uncover here. Christians, in all their work for Jesus Christ and for the world, must always be clear that they are nothing more than channels and instruments for Christ. And the less the preacher, teacher, or fellow Christian puts himself in the forefront, the most successful will be his ministry. Remember, it is not about us. It is all about him. If you hear a man or woman preaching a sermon or sharing a testimony, and if it's all about them, I do not care if they labored long and hard to prepare their oratory. It does not matter if they are talking with the tongues of men and of angels. They will still do no good to anybody. That is because the first condition for serving Christ is that we must copy his humility. Hide yourself behind the master and make it very plain that his is the power and you are but a tool in the workman's hand. Jesus gave us the perfect example when he said, "Why do you call me good? There is none good but the Father." Imagine the audacity for Peter to go and stand by Tabitha's bedside and say, "Arise." Imagine his audacity when he told the paralytic man to arise, take up your bed and walk. But I want to warn you, do not try it unless you are in constant and close touch with Jesus and you are sure you are ready to copy Christ. The Christian church believes that Christ worked when he walked the earth. The Christian church believes that Christ will return with power. But the Christian church has miles to go in demonstrating Christ's power through us. Maybe it is because enough of us do not look like him, act like him, think like him, talk like him, or walk like him. We need to let the power of Christ in us change us and make us more like him. If you want to try to mold yourself after his likeness, if you expect him to work through you, then do not hinder him. Start to look and act more like him. Be an imitator of Christ. That is what we are here for. We are here to do what Peter did. We are here to copy the work of Christ. We are here by his power to say to the downtrodden, "Arise." We are here as Christ's blessed example or ambassadors, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. Remember, if you're going to be a copycat, if there's any cat you would like to copy, I would encourage you today to copy Christ. Young or old, being an imitator of Christ. Be copies of Christ. The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God. Maybe there's someone who has gathered on our worship line this morning but does not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior. I want to extend that invitation to you through the power of prayer and ask that you would say this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I acknowledge that you, Jesus, are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross, that your blood was shed for my sins, and that you arose from the grave and conquered death. I understand that I was born a sinner, and that I have sinned by disobeying your commandments. I ask you to forgive me for these sins. Please change my heart to be like yours, loving and full of forgiveness. Help me to obey your teachings as recorded in the Bible. Bring people into my life who can help me on this new path. Be my Savior, be my Lord. Thank you for saving me from death and giving me new life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you have prayed this prayer for the first time and believe this prayer, by faith you are saved. If you have any questions about this decision, if you have any questions about this new path that you are beginning, feel free to give me or contact me, as well as any of our deacons or members.